Harvey is the founder of Lower Tech Bills, lowertechbills.com, and he's the guy that will help you finish that sentence. He's the guy that will help you.
I help people save money on cellular bills, internet bills, and the costs of TV, which, as everyone knows, are rising pretty dramatically these days. And we got to wrap our arms around it, and it's up to us to do it, because these companies aren't going to do it for you.
So you and I were talking off the air about if people decide to cut the cable, it's sometimes more than they want to do. Why do you say that?
Well, you know, one of the things that I get pretty often is my kid or my grandchild told me I should cut the cord. That's an expression that we've all heard. And the younger people sort of are born with a cell phone in the operating room out of the womb. Cell phone's in their hand.
Yes.
So they know tech right off the bat.
Yep.
But the problem is virtually all of my clients, and I'm one too, are boomers. We didn't learn that those tech skills, or we had to learn them is what I should say. And learning those is very challenging. And it's not simply a matter of cutting the cord and then I have this magic thing where I can now can watch YouTube TV or there's another one
but
called
cutting
Fubo.
Cutting the cord is easy. You just call
the
them
easy
up
part.
And say,
yeah,
okay,
you just
so
cancel.
Now I've cut the cord.
Right.
So what's hard about that?
It's the now what? How do I reconnect so that my TV now will get the channels that I want? So what that means is if you do cut cable, you have to connect your TV to the internet. Now, most people have more than one TV. So right off the bat, you need to make sure that every one of your TVs can connect to the internet. They have to be either smart TVs or they have to make a way to make a dumb TV smart, which usually requires something like a Roku or an Amazon Fire Stick or something like that. Then you connect it to the internet.
Okay, hold it right there.
That's step one. Go ahead.
When I cut my cable, now I turn the TV on. There's nothing there because there's nothing coming into it.
Nice blank screen.
So then you've got to connect it to the internet.
Right.
Well, don't you have a cable on the floor there that's your cable that you...
That cable is now inactive because you've canceled cable.
That.
So now the only way to get TV is through the internet world.
Okay, so I need a router, a Wi-Fi.
You need, most homes now have home internet.
But then I need to figure out how my TV is going to talk to the Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
And what is it going to use to bring television shows onto the screen?
That's correct. And you need a fast enough internet also. I've had clients who have old-fashioned internet that is very slow, and they're not even capable of streaming. So you have to be able to have a fast enough internet to do that.
Okay, but now I'm going to get YouTube TV.
Okay,
that would be a good option.
That's a very good option. It's $83 a month.
How will I get that on my TV?
Okay, so let's say you just have one TV and it's a smart TV. So you have to go to the settings menu on that TV. You have to connect it to the internet. And then you have to remember that you have a username and your password for your home internet, and you have to connect that TV through the settings menu to the internet using your username and password. That's only step one, John. Step two, then, is actually downloading that application. You have to go to the applications menu on your TV, or if you're using a Roku or whatever, you have to go to the settings menu on that. You have to download that piece of software. After you download the software, you have to learn how to use it. It's not simply, hey, I got a remote. I can take the, I can watch by putting in channel 181. It's a whole different world. And you have to find the remote that came with your TV.
I was just going to say,
good luck with that.
How will I control it? Because the Comcast remote, if I've cut the cable,
you're gone. It's gone.
Doesn't do me any good.
Right.
So I need to be able to change the channels on the TV with the factory.
Using either the remote that came with your TV, good luck finding that with good batteries. Or if you have a Roku or a Fire Stick or a Google 4K streaming, you have to buy one of those and it comes with a remote. Then you have to learn how to use that remote. Then you have to learn an entirely different ecosystem of how to change channels because you don't just simply talk into the remote and say, ESPN, and there comes ESPN.
If I do this, though, and now I've got YouTube and it's displayed on my screen, what am I getting with that YouTube?
Well, YouTube TV is very similar once you get it all installed and you learn how to use it. It has most of the channels that you're used to on cable with a few things that you can't get. For example, if for whatever reason, it doesn't have the History Channel. So if you like the History Channel, you're not going to get it. So you have to know all the different channels that are available. But the things like the local channels are on YouTube TV.
What am I going to pay for this?
You're going to pay $83 a month for YouTube
and
TV.
And if I want Netflix,
then you're going to pay extra for that regardless.
And how do I get Netflix on? But I wasn't getting Netflix via Comcast.
Well, you could
anyway.
Have.
I could
yes,
have been.
You could have.
So how am I going to get the streaming service?
Okay, so if you want, let's say you're getting Netflix through or Hulu or whatever the streaming service through Xfinity. Now you have to re-download those from your apps menu on your TV or your Roku. I know I'm getting deep in the woods here.
You're making it sound maybe more complicated than it has to be, but you're also just breaking, because I know a lot of people out there have done this, and they go, yeah, I've got it. I've done that.
If you have a millennial in your house, it helps. Because they know how to do this stuff. And that's what I do. I go to people's homes and I install it for them. But I can't tell you how many times I've started the process and I've been stopped. Because the difference in price sometimes is not worth it to a 78-year-old person who's just used to cable.
Or a 40-year-old person if they like the interaction with Comcast.
100%. There's an ease of use, and you're just used.
There's a value to that.
Absolutely.
You were talking to a doctor or somebody who was asking you to set
up? Oftentimes I'll go into a home with a couple, and the husband and the wife, and it doesn't matter which side. In this case, the wife was very tech savvy, and the husband wasn't. He was a retired physician, and usually you need some pretty good brains to do that. But he wanted, once I started explaining the complications of downloading YouTube TV, because that's what they brought me another house with the idea that they were going to download YouTube TV and they'd save some money. When I got into it, within 10 minutes, I was told, stop. We're not going to be able to do this. The wife could have done it easily, but the husband just said, I want to stay with cable. And that's what we ended up doing. Now, I still ended up saving them over $1,500 a year on their cable and internet bill.
How did you
made
do
them,
that?
Well, because I renegotiated the rates for them. They were overpaying for their internet and TV and cell bills. So altogether, I was able to still save them quite a bit of money. Because a lot of times, what you're not paying attention to when a contract expires. Some of the cell phones generally don't have contracts. But a lot of these cable, especially with cable companies, internet and cable, they have agreements. And once your agreement is gone, a lot of people are paperless, John, because you can save money by going paperless. Well, when you're paperless,
you
can't
see
your
bill. But so the agreement has expired. You're still getting the service. Does it increase
right
then?
Yes. And so what happened, for example, last December, Xfinity had an across-the-board rate increase. Everybody got one. So a lot of people started calling me and saying, what happened? And I said, well, boxes went from $10 to $12 a month. Basic plans went up $5 a month. Your internet went up $5 a month. That was across the board. But then I just had a client the other day contact me and said, Mac, my service just went up. What happened? So I did some research and I found out that their agreement that we did last March just expired. So I have to go in there again and renegotiate their plan, which is what I'm going to do.
It's 11:43. Do you have a question? 312-981-7200. We haven't even started to talk about how you watch sports in Chicago. I'll ask you about that in a minute.
Yeah.
847 says, I'm tired of paying $60 to AT&T, but I want to keep my landline. What can I do?
Well, that's an interesting question because, in fact, on my crib sheet today for you, one of the points I had was, should you keep a landline? I would say 85 to 90% of my clients who have a landline end up getting rid of it. There's only a few cases where I suggested keep the landline. One, the gentleman has a pacemaker attached to his landline, so the doctor gets notified if the pacemaker gets goofy. So, of course, you keep your landline. Another one had a security gate attached to their landline. But in most cases, it's a very psychological situation why people keep their landline. Well, I had it for 40 years. My kids grew up with it in my home, and we just had it. I said, what do you use it for? Or what do you get on it? I get a lot of spam calls. I get a lot of people asking me for money. I said, so why do you have it? I don't know. So most people end up getting rid of it.
But if you lose cell service or if you lose electricity and you can't charge your cell, then the landline would be your lifeline.
Well, here's where people don't understand. AT&T is the only company that still will sell you copper, the old-fashioned copper wire landline phone, and they're getting out of that business. They just announced that about 3 weeks ago. They're getting out of the copper business. So what ends up happening, most people now have what's called a VoIP, V-O-I-P, which is voice over internet protocol, okay? It means that your landline is coming over the internet. So if you lose your electricity, you're going to lose your landline at some point too.
847, we're boomers and we cut. It's not easy, but we're saving about $200 a month. I miss cable, DVR, talking into my remote, but I like saving $200 a month.
Well, DVR, virtually every single one of those companies that do streaming, like YouTube TV or Fubo or DirecTV Stream, there's a whole bunch of them out there. They all have unlimited DVR, which is digital video recording. So they should. This person should be able to get recording for free and as much as they want.
847 said, we pay about $300 a month for cable and internet.
Ouch.
We watch about 10 channels.
That's very
typical.
We
also subscribe to all of the streamers depending on the shows we want to watch.
Yep.
What's your recommendation for paying less on that cable bill?
Well, first of all, I always tell people that you need to take control of your own situation or you need to hire me. And I'm happy to do the negotiating for you. But chances are you can save money somewhere on your bill, whether it's around the edges or whether it's a really big bill. You may be paying for data that you don't use. You may be paying for channels that you don't
watch. So you need to call your provider.
Don't call, John. You know my rule.
Oh, go to the store.
There you go.
Is YouTube TV the answer, this person asks?
Not necessarily. If you're a local sports fan, no, because they don't have Marquee for Cubs or CHSN for Sox, Bulls, and Blackhawks. But if you don't care about that, YouTube is a I like YouTube
TV. If you get YouTube TV, you won't have any of Chicago sports?
No local sports whatsoever.
Okay.
You can subscribe to it through the direct-to-consumer thing.
I'll ask you about that in a minute. You've got a question, too, don't you? 312-981-7200. Harvey Wells is here. He's the guy at lowertechbills.com, lowertechbills.com. Does each TV need a Fire Stick? You said if you cut the cable, you need a Fire Stick. If you have a dumb TV, every TV would need a Fire Stick.
That is correct. Those Fire Sticks can cost anywhere between $30 to $50, depending if you can find them on sale. Then you have to learn how to use the Fire Stick, by the way.
I need my landline because my cell service doesn't work in my high-rise. Do you have a suggestion?
That's a reason to have one. If your cell service doesn't work, then you should definitely have your landline.
Hey, John, this is something to think about. Cable charge is $12 per box. I had six of them. I took them all in. I got Fire Sticks. I'm saving $72 a month. I can still record. It works great.
That's a great point. Again, it's one of those you have to learn how to use it. Xfinity has the Xfinity application, which you can download. Again, your TV has to be connected to the internet in order to do it. So you would need a smart TV or one of those Roku devices. Then you can download the Xfinity app. And then, again, you need to learn how to use it, and you can't talk into the remote to change channels, so you lose a few things, but you save $12 a month for each box.
You said that if you go with YouTube TV, you don't get Marquee, so you can't watch the Cubs.
Right.
And they don't have CHSN, right?
Right.
So there's no Sox,
Bulls, Blackhawks.
There's no Chicago sports.
None. Except the national games.
So how do you watch sports if you are on YouTube TV?
Okay, so you get YouTube TV, and then you can buy directly from the provider. So say you're a Cub fan. You don't care about anything else. You could go to Marquee Network. You have to download the Marquee application. You have to get it to your TV, and then you have to pay $19.99 a month, and then you can watch Cubs through the Marquee application, which you can take on your tablet. You can take on your phone. So you can watch it everywhere you go.
And it will populate right onto the screen like any other channel?
It will populate on the applications. Let's say you have YouTube TV, it won't show up on the viewer guide there. You have to go to a different setting on your TV to get there.
Okay.
Same thing with CHSN. They have their own direct-to-consumer too. That'll cost you $19.99 for one team. If you want all three, it'll cost you $39.99.
So
I don't know why anybody want all three, but you could.
Cubs and Sox will be $40 extra a month.
Exactly.
20 for Marquee, minimum 20
for
the Sox.
Yeah, so now you're up to $120, although the Xfinity doesn't have CHSN right now. So let's add 20 to whatever you're paying for if you're a Cub fan. So now you're up to $103 a month, whereas Xfinity already provides a Marquee network.
But YouTube will cost me
plus 20 for the Cubs.
And then I can get CHSN and the Sox on YouTube TV.
You cannot.
Oh.
So but you can't get it on Xfinity either.
Well, how am I going to watch the Sox if I have YouTube TV?
You got to download the CHSN
and
app.
And that will cost me $20.
And that'll cost you another $20.
Okay, so
now you're
one way
$40.
Or another.
If you want to watch
40 plus 80 is 120.
Exactly. But if you have Xfinity, you still have to download the White Sox if you want CHSN. Or you can get an antenna if you live close enough to the Sears Tower, and I'm going to call it the Sears Tower forever, and then you can watch it for free on channel 62.2 and 62.3. But you better be close enough to the Sears Tower and have a good antenna.
Does Harvey charge for reviewing the billing? I would love to get this done.
I do not charge for reviewing the billing. I do a free tech check of all your costs, and I do two calls with you. The first and second calls are absolutely free of charge. I have what's called a client assessment questionnaire. We go through everything from TV to internet to cell. Then I get back to you after I do research on your specific situation, and we have a second free phone call. And then we make the determination. I say one of three things. I can't help you. You're doing everything right. I rarely say that. Number two is I can help you with some tips, but not enough to really justify what I do. Or I can save you a lot of money, in which case I go to the stores, I do all the negotiating, I'll go to your home, and that's a $275 fee.
This isn't a job, it's a hobby.
It's turned into a job. It started as a hobby, but it's now a full-fledged job.
Dixie, what's your question for Harvey? You're on WGN Radio.
We are in the same situation with AT&T. We would like to discontinue the internet, but keep our local landline just because we're old and everybody knows the number. But Forbes magazine recommends a company called Company Phone or Community Phone. I believe it's Company Phone. And they provide local landline service with wireless phones.
There are a few out there. One's called UMA, another is called Magic Jack. There's the ones you're talking about. And they generally, you pay either $10 or $15 a month for that service, or you do a one-time fee per year, but you have to connect it to your internet. So make sure your eyes are wide open when you go into this, because you have to do some self-connecting to get it done.
But if you get it done, not a bad deal.
No, for a landline, it's a better deal than paying AT&T. That's for sure.
Thanks for the phone call, Dixie. I'm going now to Al. You're on WGN. Al, what can we do for you?
Hello, John. I got a question for Harvey. You know, Xfinity is not the cheapest service provider. What about Verizon or T-Mobile? Are those better options?
Well, first of all, we're kind of mixing apples and oranges because Verizon and T-Mobile offer cell service. Xfinity can only offer you cell service if you have their internet. So I'm not sure if you're talking about cell or you're talking about cable, because neither T-Mobile nor Verizon have called something called Fios, which I don't even think they offer anymore.
Well, let me ask you this. If I'm only worried about my cell phone bill, what's the best package or situation?
Well, if you have Xfinity, it's a good thing to look into Xfinity Mobile. If you don't, T-Mobile has a wonderful plan for people over the age of 55. AT&T, I like their service, but they tend to be the most expensive of them all. And Verizon is pretty good, especially if you want to use their 5G internet service, which we haven't talked about, but all the cell companies now offer home internet. And that's a way to bundle them together and get a great price.
But there's no one company that all the smart people know is the one to have for cell phone service.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because people sometimes don't get great service. And I think I might have mentioned this before. Lake Forest has an issue with Verizon. And there's just not enough towers in Lake Forest. And those Lake Forest people, they just don't want any more towers in their community. So I hesitate giving people Verizon service in a community like that. So you got to know in your own home whether it works or not for you.
We're out of time, Harvey.
Oh, gosh. We'll have to do this again sometime.
We always do. His number is
312-307-1700.
312-307-1700. And the website is lowertechbills.com.
Also,
you can
email
him directly at
hmwellsradio, because I was a radio guy, hmwellsradio@gmail.com.
Thanks for coming in, Harvey.
Thank you for having me.